Welcome everyone to the seventh recording of our roundtable discussions on hormones. It's been hosted by Marcy Schachter here on the Ladies Meeting podcast. It's been really amazing. We've had some amazing guests over the last, I can't believe it's been 7 weeks that we started this. It was like, oh, I said, do you want to do one a month? She's like, no, let's do one a week. So we really... It's been intense and it's been fun, and now we get to put it all back together and put it into a masterclass for everybody. So we'll take all the best parts and all the best interviews and educators that we've seen over the last month and a half. And thank you, Marcy, for the white papers that you've written that are going to go with this. And so much education about, and not just for women, for men as well, going forward as we all... We're going to age. It's one thing that's definitely going to happen. We're going to get old. So thank you. And if you can just go around and introduce everybody, we've got people from all over the country. And I guess we could say all over North America. I'm in Whistler. Marcy's in Vancouver. And if you want to see the rest of this, you can go to theladiesmeeting.com/listen and sign up there to get the rebroadcast. Welcome, Marcy and everybody.
Thank you. So I'll start because I know that this is an amazing group of women because I know everybody on this call, I believe, or at least I think I do. There might be one person I don't know. So it's just really fun to gather great women together and share a conversation around hormone health and learning and some of the experiences that we've all shared over the last 7 weeks. I mean, they've been eye-openers for me as well. And I thought I knew a lot. And so it's interesting. So let's just, you know, I'll say, you know, Sharon Mason, I've known for many years. She's a realtor, an extraordinary human being, entrepreneur, actor. I know Marilyn from Evolve through Deborah Furlicker. They're both in Philadelphia here. Great gals, super excited for Marilyn. She's having a relaunch of her business right now. Oh, and here's Donna Zorn in Seattle. And welcome.
Thank you.
We're just getting started, and Donna's a therapist and an extraordinary human being and a great hostess. I stayed in her couch.
You didn't stay on the couch, did you?
I'm kidding.
Did I throw you on the couch? Oh, yeah. At least it wasn't under the bus.
Yeah, and I think I saw Kim Rogerson on here, and let's see, Kim I know through doTERRA, a fun lady that I got to know through Sharon, as a matter of fact, so you guys know each other. And let's see, who else have I missed here? There's another Kim. I don't know who that is. You can jump in if you like and say hi or not. Be anonymous. Maybe some people don't want us to know they're learning about sexual health. It's the racy topic. And my final name on the screen here, Michelle Brookhouse, who I just really connected with last week for the first time in person, that we've been on the same mastermind group for the last, 3 months or 2 months?
Yeah, I think so.
And really connected with her, and she's a homeopathy expert, has a background in all different types of things in health and wellness, and recently started her company called Yoni Bliss, and I'll let her share more about that. But the topic tonight, as you helped me come up with this idea, was we were talking about what you do with Yoni Bliss, and I said, hey, hormones affect sexual health. Let's do that one for our last session. So,
hold on, Yoni Bliss, is that a product, like a food product? No?
Did you? Maybe.
Nope. No, I bought some food stuff, but now I can't wait. And Marcy, you're in Vancouver.
Oh, yes. Canada. I'm in Vancouver, Canada, for those that don't know.
We have Vancouver both on the West Coast. We have two Vancouvers, one on each side of the border.
Yep. And I love it here. This is paradise. Even though there's a little bit of dew and rain right now, it's still beautiful. So let's start with, I asked you, you know, what do you think questions that women might have about sexual health and hormones? So that could be part of our discussion here tonight. If you have questions, I don't want you ladies to be shy. This is only going to be shown amongst us. It's not going to go out in the public, right, Anissa?
No, we cannot promise that.
Okay, so maybe we don't mention names. We just share our experiences and topic of interest here. So I don't know how you want to start, Michelle. I think you're the expert, so I'm going to let you lead. What would you like to share with us about?
Okay, well, actually, I don't know if I'm an expert, but I definitely I'm an expert of sorts, but I love what you said, you know, when we were talking about having conversations about sexual responsiveness, libido, all of that. And I thought, oh, this would be a fun kind of thing to talk about. A couple of months ago, I ran into a TED talk that talked about women's sexual health. And if we actually just even gather together as women and have conversations about our sexual function, desire, you know, what it means to be engaged sexually, what it means in our bodies, particularly as we go through perimenopause, menopause, and postmenopausal. You know, I think there's this age of women where we don't necessarily talk about these kinds of things. And sometimes we even get shyer as we get older because of all of the things that are happening in our body. But this TED talk was talking about how if we actually came together as women and had these conversations more often, that sexual function actually improves by 20 to 30%, which I think is a pretty big percentage. So I've been on this bandwagon to actually have more conversations. And so I live in Bellingham, Washington. We're starting to have, a colleague and I are starting to put together some of these conversations. It's like sex over 45, conversations about satisfaction. We're actually doing a retreat on Lummi Island on June 21st to 23rd. And it's specifically to actually get into our bodies and it's called cultivating our yes, finding that yes in our bodies, because I think sexually that's a hard thing for us as women. But I will say that this journey started about 7 or 8 years ago for me, and Yoni Bliss, I'm a homeopath. I've been a homeopathic practitioner for over 20 years. I've worked mostly with women's health and well-being for all of those years. And one day, about 7, 8 years ago, I woke up one morning going, I need to make a lube. It's sort of like, a lube? Why do you have to make a lube? It was just the craziest thing, but it was like I was downloaded. I don't know. I'm sure some of you women have had those experiences where you get an idea and everything's just downloaded. And that's what happened for me and Yoni Bliss. And so Yoni Bliss is a lubricating spell, but it's a medicinal one. There are a couple of homeopathic remedies in this lubricating gel. And so I have been on quite a journey with Yoni Bliss, talking about it, formulating it, because I was a practitioner. I was not a product developer. And so that's been an amazing journey for me. And in the beginning, I remember when I was handing it out to friends and having them give me feedback about it and tell me what they thought about it and all of that, I was whispering about it. You know, it was like, I have this product. It's called Yoni Bliss and it's a lubricating gel. And I had friends go, Michelle, if you're going to get the word out, you're just going to have to talk a little bit louder.
Reminds me of the guys that were, they were developing a new kind of female condom, but it was men developing it. And there's a whole documentary on the whole experience. And it's priceless. It's amazing.
Yeah.
Every shot.
But you know, I don't know if you know anything about homeopathy. Homeopathy is a bit of a paradigm shift compared to, I know you guys have been talking a lot about supplementation and different herbs and things that can help with hormonal balance and things like that. But homeopathy is quite different. Because homeopathy is more of an energetic medicine, and it's based on this principle of like cures like. And so the two remedies that are in this particular product are Nature Muriaticum and chamomile. Now, you've heard of chamomile, I'm sure. And chamomile tea is soothing to the nervous system. Chamomile, if you've heard of the teething tabs that you give to kids when they're teething, that's soothing to the nerves. chamomile in here, same thing. It's like for anybody who has any sort of pain, chamomile can be soothing to those tissues, because there's just sometimes that energetically we are just irritable. You know, there's that irritability. And so the chamomile in this product can help sort of soothe that irritation that can happen that might even cause pain, because there is that place at times for us women, because women, we have our emotions that we kind of can go through, and there sometimes we just are irritable and we just don't want to be touched. It's like, yeah, let's not go there. So that's chamomile. And then Nature Muriaticum, it's interesting. I was just doing a salt cave tour earlier today up in Ferndale. I don't know if you guys know Ferndale. There's a gal up there who's actually developing a beautiful salt cave. It should be ready in the next several months. And I was doing the tour and she's got a whole amethyst room in there. And we were just talking about the benefits of salt. And that's what Nature Muriaticum is. Again, there's no actual salt in the product, but we're talking about the energy of salt. And salt has a lot to do with water tissue balance in the body. And energetically, all of the remedies have both physical contributions as well as mental, emotional. And Nature Muriaticum, it really speaks to the grief we hold in our bodies as women. And I think women particularly hold a lot of grief in that whole womb, second chakra, whatever you want to call it, that whole area. We just hold emotions. And so this is a remedy that just allows some of that to dissipate, some of that to integrate. And so again, when we're feeling grief and holding in, it's hard to sort of let go and allow anybody to come even close to us again. So there's this allowance that can happen with that remedy, and which is addressed a little bit in this loop. It's an aloe base and seaweed base, so it's super clean, just a couple of preservatives. When I started this journey, there weren't that many great lubes on the market. There was tons with like lots of preservatives and terrible things. I mean, KY jelly has hexadrine in it, which is detergent, which sets you up for a whole list of bacterial vaginosis stuff. Yeah, I mean, there's a bunch of, now I'm going to be called, don't say anything, but you know, there's a lot of crap out there in terms of lubricants. And so this was one of the first sort of organic, very clean lubricants on the market. There's still a bunch out there now. Like there's more and more out there. People have gotten on the bandwagon with that. It's still the only homeopathic lubricant on the market. So my friend, this is funny. She goes, I don't need it. There's a lot. I don't need it. Just try it. And she goes, oh my gosh. After she used it, she goes, I didn't think I needed it, but it helped. If you want to make your man feel like he's bigger, my tissues just plumped right up.
Okay.
No. Note to self.
Note to self. So maybe TMI, but.
No, not at all. I don't think there's any other way to say it.
Yeah. So the bliss has been sort of my journey onwards and towards more, addressing sexuality and libido in women. I think even as a homeopathic practitioner early on in my practice, I don't know that I actually always addressed it with women. And we're reluctant to talk about it. But since I have the bliss on the market, a lot more women are coming to me and talking to me about those kinds of things. And so I have a practice where I'm actually addressing sort of hormonal health, and it's more in this energetic field because remedies don't work the same as other supplements. I mean, there's some amazing supplements out there, but homeopathy really does address it at the energetic level. So, you know, so remedies like sepia and lachesis and agnus castus and platina. And see, these are words you probably have not heard before because they're Latin words and they're taken from the Latin. But remedies are made from plants and minerals and animal substances. And I've just seen a lot of shifts and changes in people's or women's libido and even their health function. So worked with dryness and burning and pain and leucorrhea, which is any sort of discharges that you might be having as well. But again, based on this principle of like cures like, because everybody's different and all of their symptoms are going to come together in a different way. So in homeopathy, we like to know what your cravings are. What do you like to eat? Are you cold? Are you hot? How do your hot flashes come on if you've got hot flashes? Are they mostly during the day? Are there things that improve them or make them worse? We're interested in all of that. And then also interested in how you manage and handle stress. So, you know, some people sort of cave in and hide away, and other people are much more expressive. And different things make people feel better or worse too. So we're always interested in all of those little pieces, you know, and putting the pieces of the puzzle together to find a remedy for somebody. So I'm just really talking off the top of my head. Yes. About this. Is there anything that, any questions you have or anything specific?
I mean, anybody can jump in, but I have a thought that's popping in my head is that, you know, I'm 63 and I'm like, I've been with my husband 33 years as of about a week ago. And, you know, my brain goes into, it's not so much that I don't have interest. It's just that my brain goes into, it's very hard when we're all so busy and focused. And how do you coach women in terms of hormonal health, just from the psychology side? It's like you have to have the conversation also with yourself that says, you know, I deserve to have a great sex life still, even though I'm busy. And that's a conversation I think a lot of us don't even address, you know?
Well, you know, yeah, I agree. I absolutely agree with that. And I think as women, especially those of us who are entrepreneurs or are working for ourselves, we actually put on the masculine hat. You know, we actually come through and lead with our masculine. And it's hard in a relationship if you don't come to the relationship in your feminine. Because there's you know, there's different authors that really actually talk about the magnetism between the masculine and the feminine. And if you're bringing your masculine to your relationship, then you're both bringing your masculine to it. And so for women, we actually really do need to sort of soften and give ourselves some time for actual pleasure, like really sinking into our bodies by having a bubble bath or finding ways where we're going, oh, geez, my skin, I love, you know, I mean, it's just really consciously taking the time to be in our bodies, because we have to be in our bodies before we're interested, at least for me. And I think this is true for most feminine women. If we have that time to sort of relax and breathe and wear some perfume or have a bubble bath, we're much more receptive to the masculine coming to us. But when you're busy, we don't take the time to do it and we forget that we need it. So that's one thing for sure that's kind of, you know, kind of can speak to that sort of busyness, or at least stopping to maybe be a little bit less busy.
No, thank you.
You know, and I'm just going to say this too, because I also really feel like the feminine is much more magnetic. And when we go into the world in our masculine, and there's a lot of authors and teachers out there who, you know, like get it done, get your list done, do. And I think it actually doesn't serve us very well as the feminine, because I think we actually don't need to do as much work when we're in our feminine, because it more comes to us because we bring it to us. We magnetize it when we're in that feminine essence of who we are. Because who's not attracted to that, you know, when we're sort of in this feminine flow of ourselves, you know?
That makes sense. Yeah. Does it have any questions, any comments?
I'd just like to offer something. I know exactly what Michelle is talking about with, you know, because I'm a person, I have a very strong male side, and I have a very strong female side as well. Mm-hmm. And my husband and I have been together for over 40 years. I'm 76 years old, so I am well beyond the whole menopause issue thing. And there is actually life, and there is sexual pleasure after menopause, for sure, ladies.
Yay! Okay.
Don't be afraid.
Don't be afraid. It's true. Don't be afraid. Yeah.
And so I have a very, very strong relationship, and I totally hear you with this male-female thing. And one of the things that I really like is to make it an official date. It's mm-hmm. date night. Mm-hmm. It's date night. The phone gets put away. Mm. Sometimes we go out. Sometimes we have a nice dinner at home. You know, make it a date. Like, you just mm-hmm. put that aside and take some time and, you know, reconnect.
Right.
Reconnect with myself and reconnect with my heart. My heart, because I try to come through everything I do with love. It's not fear. It's all about love. And that, I think that's the real strength of having your feminine activated. And, you know, and when you connect with the male energy, it can really activate your feminine side. And yeah, we do have a strong male side, but by coming into business with a real balance between the two, with your heart light kind of act, Marianne Williamson, right? That's me. That's her. I love her. And then it adds this attractiveness, because people feel so safe, they feel nurtured, they feel, you know, it's a different energy. It's all together. And Marcy's a whiz at that. That's why she's such a great leader, is there's so much room around her for everybody to be who they are and make their own decisions. And you know what she's got. So, you know, she's very much got that. So I just wanted to kind of throw that in as a little thought process.
Yeah. Yeah. In our retreat that we're doing, Cultivating Your Yes, it's nourish your heart and heal your womb. And I think as women, we just need to, it's funny because we need to sort of heal that womb, pelvis area. Over 30 years ago, I went to, this before I was a homeopath, but I was seeing a homeopath in Vancouver I was in my late 20s or something like that. And I went to a retreat called Moving the Pelvis and Healing. And here I am, about 30 years later, doing my own retreat for women and, you know, connecting to the heart and moving this pelvis again. So it sort of feels like it's been my whole trajectory for my whole life kind of thing. Okay, it's all about healing the heart, nourishing this heart, being in this feminine space, and then healing this womb, because there have been so many of, if you're not of the Me Too generation, if you don't have trauma, you know someone. You know, there's, I think they are saying 25, at least one in four women have been traumatized in some way. I was actually having a coaching call with one of my gals, one of the women that I coach, and we were having this conversation because I do an online course called Soothing the Potent Feminine, and she was going, well, this has never happened to me. Like, she was actually in denial of the trauma that she had, because as we got deeper into the conversation, she recognized or remembered these advances that she'd gotten from an old boyfriend as a teenager that were unwanted and actually left her feeling kind of traumatized, but she'd forgotten about it. And sometimes we think our trauma isn't as big as someone else's trauma, but it's still our trauma, and it's our bodies that we hold them in. And any trauma that we're holding in our body really sort of takes away from our interactions with another, whether it's another, whether it's a man or whether it's our girlfriends even too. So, you know, it's, I'm all about like, let's just like shed all of that. Let's let that all go away, because then more of that heart energy that you were talking about, Sharon, can just come forward. And that's how we can connect in a much deeper way with others, both men and women.
Well, I found what hit me was I was speaking, my son's 23. He's been out of the house since he was 18. And I'm carrying the trauma of him, his dad leaving I've been divorced for many years, and his dad left his wife when my kids were 16 and 18. So their stepmom was left in bankruptcy. She was one of their main caregivers. She did daycare for me for 10 years. So we parented those kids together, and their dad gave all of us, and we all lived within a few blocks. And so we were all very, not friendly, but you know, we were family. We were a family. And he gave everyone's a week's notice and left the country. So that was extremely traumatizing to everybody's.
Oh, for sure.
He ran for his life from a drug dealer. to the best of my knowledge, something like that. I wasn't involved, but I was involved in the fallout. And here I am so many years later, still feeling and carrying the trauma of that around. It really hit me hard yesterday, talking to my son, who's he's got his own blocks up, but I'm carrying that for him too, right? But we know we carry it for them too. And it's, there's going to be a healing process that he has to go through. And in the meantime, here I am carrying it, right?
For sure.
I think that's what women do. We carry it all here. We carry it in our bodies for our children.
Yeah, we don't only carry our own trauma. We do carry our kids' traumas. We carry our mother's traumas and our grandmother's traumas. You know, there's in homeopathy, we call it that miasmatic influence. It's sort of like, it's all there. So how can we unwind all of that, unwind it more and more so that we're more present to our own creations, you know, our own creation of our own life in a way.
Fascinating. Well, I've got to jump in with something that I don't know if this is like completely a leap away from where we've been talking, but I have a funny story that it really helped me to understand how much women do want to talk about this, and they just need the permission. And I was at a writer's cruise back in 2009 with 15 women. We went to Alaska, from Seattle to Alaska, and it was a 7-day writer's intensive called Engaging the Feminine Heroic. And Dara Marks, who wrote this book called Inside Story, it's all about archetypes and mythological character, you know, the Joseph Campbell stuff, but it's the journey of women. And so much of that has impacted me over these years. Every time I hit a dark place in my life, I remember all the conversations we had over that week, because we had to write every day. Writing was our story. Our different stories, and it was very revealing. I mean, there was no way we could have bonded as fast as we did. But there was one night that somebody brought this game just to lighten things up. It was crazy. We were having some champagne up in the deck, you know, the highest part of the library in the cruise ship, and they brought this game called Hot Flash. Has anybody ever heard of that board game? Okay, well, I have got to find it, because I don't think I've ever laughed so hard with a group of women in my entire life. We had no idea that there was people downstairs in the lower part of the library. And we had, like, we rewrote the board game. But it was questions about sex that everybody ever wanted to ask, or about, you know, anything to do with the subjects. And it just went from, like, normal conversation in the first hour to wild, off the charts, hysterical laughing. And we had no idea there were people downstairs in the library listening to this.
You get it on Amazon for $13.46.
Okay, I think we should
menopause game.
I think we should do it.
Can I share something?
Yeah, go ahead.
Donna? I'm driving. I've got to go pick up some kids.
Please go.
sorry, but I want to, so I was on my iPad and now I'm on my phone, but as a marriage and family therapist, and I've retired now 2 years ago, but I would teach my couples, because I was this couple specialist, I would teach them how to enjoy lovemaking, and that's how I would term it. And I would actually teach that when I would see them in my office. It wasn't a course or anything. And they were, the women were like, what? They were kind of shocked and didn't know how to hear it. But then when I started talking about it, using real language terms, you know, I wasn't faking anything and I was kind of painting the whole picture. They loved it. They truly like had to be taught how to relax and how to enjoy, how to set the stage, how to make a plan, and not always have it be about him, you know, like he was going to start and he was that. And all, yes, finally, I don't have to start at all. So it was kind of interesting when you're talking about this, how enjoyable those sessions were. And I was unembarrassed. I was not like, we were going to go there and we were going to talk in real terms about them. And it all was very, very successful every time.
You know, I think we're so programmed to think that we shouldn't talk about this kind of stuff, or it's embarrassing to talk about this kind of stuff. And actually, it really does alleviate. There's a lot that gets alleviated just by having the conversations.
Yep, it's real. Mm-hmm. It's a real conversation.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And very frank, very honest, very loving. Mm-hmm. Yeah. I mean, I would choose, okay, so what music do you want to hear? What time of day? What kind of, how many times a day? I mean, I would go there. You think I was a sex crazy person. I just like to love myself. But anyway, I would create the whole picture.
Yeah.
And they loved it because they had no clue. They didn't know.
Mm. Well, and even it's interesting to me, also, just the whole idea of talking about bringing either toys or lubricant. It just blew me away how many people, what kinds of a stigma there is about actually bringing lube into the bedroom too for people. You know, for women, it's like, oh, if I have to have lube, it means there's something wrong with me. And it's sort of like, that's crazy. And then there are some men that go, oh, no, sort of like, my girl doesn't need lube because I've got that handle. She's so wet because, you know, I can get her wet, whatever it is. But we have all of
it's ego thing.
It's crazy, just sort of the thoughts behind that too. And actually it's hilarious because when I was living in Minnesota, I would demo the lube in the co-ops and squirt it in people's hands. It was really so fun to squirt lube in people's hands. But again, the kinds of responses and reactions that I would have, and then the conversations that I would get to have for those brave enough to come up and talk to me, you know.
You just gave me a great idea, Michelle. What are you doing May 6th? I'm having a hemp party. You can bring the lube. We can have the lube. Get happy and loose. Yeah. Let's do it.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Okay. All righty. Well, I love this conversation. I mean, anybody feel free to ask questions. Don't be shy or make a comment or share a story. This is all about a roundtable sort of approach. So if you have anything you want to add or, you know, just listen, that's okay.
Michelle, is your product available in Canada?
I can ship it to Canada. Okay. Yeah, so, and oftentimes I just bring it across and then ship it. There's a homeopathic, the Homeopathic Health Center on 16th and Granville has it in stock. It's the only place in Vancouver that has it at this point. We're working with Healthcare Canada to get it up there. But right now I can mail it to you. So that does work. Yeah.
Yeah.
And Amazon has it. Yes. Someone just said, and Amazon has it. It's true.
Oh, Amazon has it. Okay.
Yeah. Yeah. This is the new label, and so we're in the midst of getting it. I don't know if it's available yet, but they're getting it, the new label, on or in to Amazon right now. We've just switched it over. So
I don't know if anybody's been watching Grace and Frankie, but the whole thing about the lube is just hilarious. It's so hilarious.
I love that show.
And that show is actually a conversation like this made into a TV show.
It's true, isn't it?
Yeah. It's hysterical. It's hysterical, that scene where they invite all these women over to show their vibrator, and they turn out to be a bunch of Christian fundamentalists. One of the best scenes I've ever seen on a TV. We laughed so hard. We're just on the floor. Talk about being uncomfortable. This calls nothing compared to that experience.
I think it's one of the best TV shows ever done.
So good.
Yeah. Ever. It's so wonderfully out there, you know, and this whole thing about, you know, it's the old show, it's the old Woody Allen movie, everything you wanted to know about sex, but were afraid to ask.
Yeah.
Because I come from the generation born in the early 40s. Good girls don't. And if they do, they don't like it because they're good girls. Like, I grew up with that horrible bunch of CRAP. We all did in my day. And then when we got married, we were all of a sudden supposed to love it. Oh, my God.
It is kind of crazy thinking, isn't it?
There's a paradigm shift for you.
Yeah.
I know. So, listen, I hear everything everybody's saying.
Or not to even to talk about it too, you know, and it's amazing to me in groups of women how women will say, well, that part of my life is over. And it's like unfortunate, because it obviously wasn't pleasurable if they're just like, it's over, and I'm actually glad it's over. So there, you know, there's some things that maybe if they were talked about, might actually be able to sort of unwind that, so that why not? I mean, it's really huge, a huge gift for us to receive in a way, in many ways.
Make, you know, excuses like, well, I'm at this age and we're not supposed to really be into it anymore.
Yeah.
Babies anymore. I maybe don't have a boyfriend anymore. I don't know. But you really do understand, I think all of us here, how important a sexual being needs to be nurtured. That it's sort of like if I cut off my emotion of love or my anger, then I can't just select which ones shut down. It's sort of like shut down everything.
Mm-hmm.
If I can't express my love, if I can't express my joy, if I can't express my anger, it's not selective. The body's going to start shutting down. So we could be open. If we have a vibrant sex life, I believe this, and I'd like to have one that's really vibrant, and I'm hoping to do that. I think that we have to embrace a lot of things, you know, that mind conversation that we have. I'm too old. I don't have a boyfriend. I don't, you know, think sex is good for people at this age, or whatever the reasons are. We have to have that conversation and really allow it to be, and have fun again. Have room and have fun.
Well, and I do actually think it's important to actually consider some self-pleasure if you're not in a relationship, because again, it's that second chakra area. So when we go through, if we think about it, just even, I don't know, energetically, metaphysically, whatever, when we go through menopause and we stop bleeding, it's like that's one way that our body was creating. It created life. You know, post that, it's like that we're not shedding that blood anymore. But it's still the creative source of us. And in a way, one of the things that, you know, I'm sort of taking a stand for, because we are living longer and much more vibrantly than in past generations. And if we don't actually sort of harness this creativity and actually honor it and keep it juicy and going, irregardless of whether we're in a relationship or not, then I think we're losing out, because it's like, these can be the best years of our lives, you know, creative wise. I mean, if you think of just even that second chakra being that creative juiciness part of life, it's like, yes, it's time to harness that and bring it forward and step forward in that energy too. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's power years. There's some power years for you.
Okay. And we're not too old.
Never. Never. Yeah.
Never.
No, it's a new era. We're moving into a new era. I really believe this, you know. So, yeah, for women, it's the, yeah.
Oh, thank you so much, Michelle. Shed some light on this. A lot of thinking going in my brain right now. We can collaborate maybe in the future.
It makes me kind of wonder. So I had kids at 20, 21, 22 and 24. And I see a lot of women having babies at 40 to 45. And this, like, so, you know, I've got the next 20 years to have fun, where I have a lot of friends that are my age, 48, that have 8-year-olds. You know what I mean?
You know,
you think ahead to 10 years when their kids are 18, it's going to take a real toll, I think, that people haven't really looked ahead to. And I think you're going to have a lot of work on your hands.
Yeah. You have a lot of customers. Right. Great. Well, you can post anything, or send me anything that you'd like to post about your workshop on Lummi Island there.
Okay. Yeah.
Put that up for the ladies' meeting, right?
Yeah. Well, it's cultivatingyouryes.com if you want to go there too, but I can send some, you know, some information about that too.
Maybe once you have your product available in Canada, we can have a coupon or something like that that people can access.
Absolutely. Yes, yes, yes. I will actually set that up I'll set that up again for you guys. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That'd be cool.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Yeah. Could I just say something? So I'm 75. And I've been alone a lot of years. Mm-hmm. And yet there will be one day that I will, without getting into reasons, I will want to remarry. Mm-hmm. And I fully want a relationship that is full of sexual life and love and touch and all of that. All of that. I want it all. So and I don't think that I'm too old to do that.
No,
it's not. It's absolutely.
Yeah, I just think that that's waiting for me, and that's okay. I'm willing to wait for it, and but I don't want to miss out on it very long.
I love your laugh.
That's great.
And now I'm gonna have kids in the car, so I'm hanging up.
No, okay. Thanks, Donna.
Bye, Donna. Bye, Donna.
Bye-bye.
She's not far from Lummi Island. Maybe we'll go together.
Yeah.
Where is Lummi Island? Is that?
It's right off of Bellingham. It's just a little bit north of Bellingham. It's just like a 5-minute ferry ride over. It's a beautiful. It's a tiny little island, and it's really beautiful. Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Cool. Well, yeah. Mm-hmm. Definitely send us some info, and
I will. I will.
So grateful that this last session was with you, Michelle. You put a smile on my face. You got me really.
Yay.
There's hope for all of us.
Any last questions that we want to do? I think we're kind of going to wrap it up here. It's been amazing.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, Marzi, for bringing this all together. For anyone that wants to find out more about what we've been doing for the last 7 weeks, and we'll connect you with Michelle and her product, and we'll pull this all together into a single course as well. This, I think this is going to be our one that goes viral. This is a lot of fun. I know that as we're aging, we want to find ways to make it more fun, make it healthy, make it, you know, like before this.
Thank you for waiting for him.
Before Marcy, I didn't know I didn't have to have hot flashes, you know, things like that. So I think it's going to be amazing to share this with other women. And I look forward to meeting many of you in person at some point as well. And so if you come on in the middle of the podcast, you can find more at theladiesmeeting.com/listen. And we will let you know if there's a place to sign up and fill it in. And we'll send you the rest of the podcast in a package when we are ready. Marcy, any last words?
Well, this has just been delightful and a good experience for me all around, Anisa, and brand new to podcasting, and Zooming was something I've been doing, but this is a whole different way of sharing information, and I really enjoy it. So maybe I'll pick another one.
I think you're a natural. If you want to find out more about podcasting as well, I don't know if you know this, but we have a free podcasting masterclass available on theladiesmeeting.com. And if you want to come out and meet Marcy or I in person, we meet on the last Tuesday of the month in Vancouver, British Columbia at the Sylvia Hotel. We'd love to meet you, and you can get all the information on our website. Just click live events and we'll see you there. Thank you, ladies. Have a great evening.
Right, ladies.
Thank you.
Have a day.
Exactly.
And Marcy, if you want to stay on for a minute, Marcy?
Sure. Yeah.
Okay, I'm going to end the meeting now.
Okay. Good night, everyone.
Good night.
Good night.